Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. My name is Gabe Fly. Today we're going to be going over some of your questions, NBA-related questions, that y'all sent in via Twitter and Google Plus to me to answer. So the first question will be, is Lonzo Ball the best passer in the NBA? And if not, who is? In my opinion, Lonzo Ball is probably the best passer in the NBA because he just makes passes every game that you do not see people make. He makes those Steve Nash-type assists and passes every single game he plays. And he is just going to get better. When you look at all the great passers, Steve Nash, Steph Curry, Tony Parker, these guys were raw in their first season, but they really started passing the ball better in their third, fourth season. And Lonzo Ball already making these passes almost every game as a rookie just tells you a lot about his potential passing the ball and scoring. To answer your question, I would say yes, Lonzo Ball is the best passer in the NBA for those reasons. So our next question is, who would you rather have in the long run? Lonzo Ball, Zach LaVine, or Ben Simmons? I would say Zach LaVine 100% because he has everything you need from a player. I mean, he can pass, he can shoot the three, he can rebound decent, and we all know that he can dunk. He has a decent range from inside and outside the arc. He can just do it all. He is a complete NBA player. The reason I did not take Lonzo was because I don't think he will ever be an efficient basketball player game in and game out like Zach LaVine is. And maybe it's just because he's a rookie, but he does have a history of insufficient games in college and in the pros. And I don't think he will ever get that sufficiency he needs game in and game out. And to answer your question about Ben Simmons, the reason I didn't take him is because I simply don't think he has the range for a point guard or a forward. He can't shoot the three, and he has trouble with a post. So I don't think he'll ever be a complete player either. So our next question, I like this one. Which lackluster teams do you think could make a championship run in the next 5 years? All right, so first I'm going to start off with the Lakers. The first thing you need to know about this team is they are super young. Their average age is 24 years old. But the reason I'm saying the Lakers is because they have a solid rookie class that is producing nearly 30 points a game. When you have a rookie class that's producing that many points a game, that is really good for the future of your organization. And you have really good young players as well that aren't rookies, like Brandon Ingram and a few others. But if Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, and Kyle Kuzma could someday become the core of this Lakers franchise, I think they have a chance to make some noise in a few years. And then the second team is the 76ers. The Sixers have a lot of good talent on their team. Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid. And if Ben Simmons can become an all-star caliber player in the next 2 to 3 years, and if Embiid can as well, that would be huge for their organization. And if some of their younger players that they have on their team right now that are backups can step up in a few years, I think they have a legitimate shot at the playoffs and maybe making a run. And our final question for today is, what surprise team do you think could make it to the NBA Finals this year? And I'm going to have to say the San Antonio Spurs, because the Spurs are top 10 in every major defensive category, including first in opponent points per game and first in free throw attempts per game. They are also first in opponent's points per shot, which is only 1.7 points, which is the lowest in the NBA, not to mention ninth in total rebounding. They are a very old team. Tony Parker's 35, Patty Mills is 29, Aldridge is 32, Ginobili's 40, and Gasol is also 40. So to me, this seems like their last year of actually being able to make a run for the championship because they are so old. I think Ginobili and Gasol are going to retire this year, maybe Parker. But to me, this seems like their last year to actually do something with that team. So I'm choosing the Spurs to be the surprise team. I don't think they are, but to me, that seems like the only option for a surprise team to make it to the finals. Thank you guys for watching. I'm going to try to get these out once a week There's going to be NFL. There's going to be NBA. There might be some NCAA. So this was my first one, so cut me some slack. Thanks for watching, and peace out.